The odds going into Wednesday night's council meeting in Oro Medan Township were not stacked in Khaon Richard Schell's favor. Schell, who has had little luck having his motions supported by anyone else on council, was hoping his fellow council members would get on side and support a multi-tiered motion he put on the floor. It called for Oro Medan councillors to formally have their positions noted in the public record to make its representatives to Simcoe County Council aware of where they stood by voting separately on the following in accordance with the recommendations made by the County Council Governance Committee. That the township of Oro Medan supports the reduction in county council composition to be composed of 16 councillors and a full-time warden for a total of 17 members. And that increases to county council remuneration be delayed until the next term of county council in accordance with customary practices for the timing of changes in remunerations. County council is currently comprised of the mayor and deputy mayor from each of the 16 members' municipalities. I'd like to put this motion because of the unsolicited comments from residents, Schell said in his preamble. They are of the mistaken belief that representatives of county council vote the way they do at the direction of Oro Medan Council. County council drew the displeasure of the premier, who media across the province quoted him saying, "They voted themselves. Are you ready for this one? A 167% increase in salary? Wouldn't it be great if we could all increase our salary?" At that point, Deputy Mayor Peter Lavoie called point of order. Schell ignored the deputy mayor and continued to trudge through his preamble. It was only when Mayor Randy Greenlaw forcefully called the point of order that Schell relinquished control of the mic. Greenlaw gave Lavoie the floor. "The point of order is that it has nothing to do with the motion you're talking about," Lavoie said sternly. "I'm getting to that, if you'll allow me," Schell countered. "Well, then just get right to it," Lavoie responded. "I am," Schell countered, raising his voice. "Thank you for the interruption." Schell picked up where he left off. "Not only did the residents who spoke with me agree with the premier, they blamed me personally and all members of Oro Medan Council," he said. "While we know our council has not been consulted, nor voted to give direction to Oro Medan representatives to county council on how to vote, the public does not," Schell added. He went on to talk about how other municipalities have passed motions objecting to county council's decision to give its members a raise and he wanted Oro Medan to follow suit. Again, he was cut off by Greenlaw, this time forcefully. "Khaon. Schell. Khaon. Schell, Khaon, Schell, excuse me, Khaon, Schell, can I get your attention?" Greenlaw barked, each Schell louder than the one before. Schell soldiered on. "Khaon, Schell, Khaon, Schell," Greenlaw shouted again, "can we have Khaon, Schell's mic muted please?" Schell ignored Greenlaw, raised his voice even more and just kept going. Frustrated and getting visibly upset by what he was seeing, Greenlaw banged the gavel and ordered Schell to stop. "Please stop interrupting me," Schell responded harshly. At that point, Greenlaw declared a 5-minute recess. Returning from recess, the debate eroded into a series of accusations and condemnations that removed any vestige of civility or decorum at the council table. At one point, Khaon Lori Hutchison expressed the displeasure she was feeling. "I personally am extremely upset with what has just happened," she said, referring to the tense exchange. "I'm going to ask that every member around this horseshoe show each other the respect that they deserve." Her wishes were short-lived, however. Within minutes, the acrimonious behavior returned, with Lavoie pointedly asking Schell if he even wrote the motion. Schell, who wasn't paying attention, was chastised by Greenlaw yet again. "Have you been listening?" Greenlaw asked Schell. "You were just asked a question through me by the deputy mayor. Did you write the motion?" Lavoie asked a second time. "Yes, I did," Schell replied. "I don't understand what it says. It's not a properly formed sentence in my view," Lavoie countered. Skell tried to defend himself and his motion, but the other counselors at the table weren't buying into it. Calm. David Clark, normally a pillar of placid demeanor, ripped into Skell. "I've never been more disappointed in a colleague as I am tonight," he said. "You were disruptive during a meeting. We all understand what Robert's rules of order are, and you chose actively to disregard them." Clark told Skell he would not support the motion. In the end, nobody other than Skell supported the motion. It was defeated in a recorded vote 6-1.